Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are one of the biggest and most iconic teams in world football. They earned their indomitable tag at the 1982 FIFA World Cup after being eliminated without losing a single match and became the first African team to reach the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup in 1990. However, the four-time Africa Cup of Nations winners have suffered a period of decline over the past decade and even failed to qualify for the last two editions of the Cup of Nations. Vicious infighting among national team players and in the Cameroon Football Federation have ensured that Cameroon are no longer the force that they used to be. And with the FIFA World Cup coming up in Brazil, the world is waiting to see which Cameroon will show up in South America. The indomitable Lions of old or African pussycats? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. This program is a production of Complete Sports Studios. Today on the show, we'll examine the current state of the indomitable Lions of Cameroon and if they can reenact their feats of Italia 90 this year in Brazil. We'll also bring you World Football Watch, as well as bring you up to speed with the breaking news from the home and international fronts. My name is Tunde Kweki. Let's take our customary short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. You're still listening to Sports Planet, a production of Complete Sports Studios. For decades, the indomitable Lions of Cameroon bestrode the African continent like true lions, obliterating everything in their path. Nowadays, the Lions fail to strike fear to the hearts of opponents and are being torn apart from within as the Cameroon Football Federation and players engage in bitter infighting. We recently had a very interesting chat with a very fine gentleman from Cameroon, and we had interesting discussions about the state of Cameroon's finest. Okay, sir, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners out there?
My name is George Fontamo. I am the sports magazine editor working for Cameroon Radio Television in Yaoundé. That is the national broadcaster of Cameroon.
Okay, Mr. Fontamo, the indomitable Lions are no longer as feared as they used to be in the past, and we've heard about infighting among the players and the federation. What exactly is wrong with the team?
The main problem with our team has been one of discipline. Many coaches in successive terms have failed to instill discipline in that team. Now, we have a group of players who believe that because they are professionals playing in Europe, earn so much money, they are stars, so they don't have a right to be talked to anyhow by any kind of coach, or they don't have to be, they don't have to play in the same team with just any kind of player. So they try to impose, their own kind of players on the team who definitely may not be up to the standard, and so it ends up being a club of friends rather than a club of, a football team. And of course, sometimes because they have the blessings of some, authorities, it becomes impossible to stop it or to check it or to control it. But I think with the new dispensation, things are getting a little better, because some of the players even themselves realize that they are wearing out and they can no longer, command the way they used to do before.
So how are your World Cup preparations going under your German coach Volker Finke?
The preparations, I think, for now are going well. Volker Finke, who is now the current coach, is quite a good coach. He's quite an experienced guy from Germany who has put up quite an ambitious training program, which he's following up strictly, and he has been able also to bring in about 75, if not 80% of discipline in the team now, which is what is necessary for that team, to focus towards the World Cup. So the preparations are going on. It is true that they were beaten so badly by Portugal, but if you look at the first segment of that match, it wasn't bad at all. But for some lapses of concentration, they took that heavy score.
Well, there are those who argue that although Samuel Eto'o is the biggest star in Cameroonian football, that he's also the biggest problem of the Indomitable Lions today. Is that true?
Samuel Eto'o is a player I respect very much for the exploits he has made in his professional career, that is playing for his professional clubs. Samuel Eto'o playing for the national football team has not been, you know, very good partners. To come to it, Samuel Eto'o has played football up to a moment, up to a stage where he has had the money, he has had the glory. Now he wants power. So he has to be the captain of the team, so that every other player must bow to him. That is the way I look at it. This is the philosophy approach I have to it. And I am very sure that if you go deep into what I'm saying, there is some truth in it.
Finally, sir, what do you think of the chances of Africa's five representatives at this year's FIFA World Cup, especially the chances of the Indomitable Lions?
Cameroon's chances are as equal as the chances of the other four countries: Nigeria, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Algeria. They all have the same chances. To have qualified for the World Cup means that they played good football, they won on the pitch, and so they merit the place at the World Cup. So they only have to correct the mistakes of the past. That is by concentrating, focusing, disciplining themselves, and having an objective. Now, when they get dispersed, that is where they lose it.
That was our interview with Monsieur Georges Vontamol, the sports magazine's editor of Cameroon Radio Television, on the current state of the Indomitable Lions and the team's chances at the 2014 FIFA World Cup. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, we ask you to join us same time again for a fresh edition.